NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio. The extremely infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus now represents more than 99% of cases tracked in the country. The CDC says the Delta variant has been surging across the U.S. throughout the summer, its contagiousness overcoming many who have resisted getting vaccinated. In the CDC's latest biweekly report, the Delta variant has gone from just a quarter of cases in mid-June to near total dominance in September. Despite the availability of vaccines, the Delta variant has been linked to the recent rise in hospitalizations. For the first time in Alabama's history, the state had more deaths than births in 2020. Alabama's state health officer says, quote, "Our state literally shrunk in 2020. There were 64,714 total deaths in the state last year, compared with 57,641 births. Such a gap has never been recorded, not even during World War I, World War II, or the flu pandemic of 1918. The Justice for J6 rally near the Capitol ended this afternoon with a heavy police presence standing by. The protest was peaceful and drew a much smaller than expected crowd. Only about 200 people showed up. They were protesting the arrests of hundreds during the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The SpaceX capsule is back on the Earth's surface after splashing down off the Florida coast Saturday night.
Inspiration 4, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home to planet Earth.
Four people blasted off Wednesday for the three-day trip. It was the first flight with an all-civilian crew to go up in orbit. NASA is saying they found evidence of thousands of massive ancient volcano eruptions on Mars. The phenomenon, known as super eruptions, occurred over a period of 500 million years, dating back to almost 4 billion years. NASA researchers who studied the topography and mineral composition of the planet made the discovery and published their findings in the Journal of Geophysical Research Letters in July. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.